This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
All right, made it back to Friday, and I caught a cold this week, I think for my daughter. So that'll be my excuse for some weekend hot toddies. Have a bottle of rum in the cabinet calling my name, and the beer is yelling too. I can hear it. So I'll have to appease both this weekend. But hey, before we get going, my heart goes out to the families of all those lost in Wednesday night's passenger jet and military helicopter crash in D.C. Man, that was a tough one. So let's lighten things up here and get into this mini cast of characters who make for all these wild, odd, and funny stories. And I'll say it again and again. Thank you all for coming along for the escape.
My favorite stories of the day.
Starting in Connecticut. So where state police say one of their troopers was thinking they would have to mash the gas like an F1 driver early this past Sunday morning to catch up to a car zipping down Interstate 395 at over 130 miles per hour. But state police put out a news release saying the trooper hit the lights and sirens and did pull over the driver near an exit in Norwich. And those of us who have been stopped for speeding before may know the officer usually asks the driver why they were going so fast, which is what cops say the trooper did in this case. Now, one would think the driver would blurt out some urgent excuse like, I have to pee, so I'm trying to rush home. But Connecticut State Police say not this guy. No, they say 28-year-old Logan Murma Zafari told them he just wanted to get home to see his cat. We're guessing kitty cat. Police did not specify, but did say Murma Zafari looked drunk, sounded drunk, smelled drunk, and failed a sobriety test. So, yeah, they think that excuse of driving over 130 miles per hour to get home to see a cat came from alcohol, which is why he was arrested, booked, and released on $500 bond. Hey, you know those Russian Fabergé eggs? Open one to find another, then open that smaller egg to find an even smaller one, and so on. Well, in North Chicago, it sounds like Lake County Sheriff's deputies had that sort of case on their hands when they think they saw a drug deal go down on a street corner earlier this month, because the county assistant state's attorney says once deputies saw a hand-to-hand exchange between two men, they rushed in to arrest a 37-year-old guy who looked like the dealer. And then say they found a small amount, a baggie of less than a gram of cocaine in one of his jean pockets. But then they had to keep looking because they say the man was wearing another pair of jeans underneath. Now, it's wintertime in the Windy City, totally understandable, layer up. But then deputies say they had to keep searching because the guy was wearing a third pair of jeans, three pairs of jeans. Layered up like those Fabergé eggs. And as the Fabergé story goes, the last jewel-encrusted egg had a golden yolk inside, which had more jewels in it. Now, the golden yolk in this North Chicago drug bust turned out to be the 37-year-old man's butt crack. Sheriff's deputies say it opened up in an ambulance and three more baggies of coke fell out, hidden up his rear end. And the man was charged with drug possession and obstructing a police officer. Yeah, with a Fabergé egg-like search. And not to be outdone, NBC6 in Florida is reporting a Miami-Dade County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested and accused of hiding ecstasy and Molly party drug pills in bags of Skittles candy to smuggle onto a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. Sheriff's officials say their canine dog's noses caught the 36-year-old deputy last Thursday at the terminal in Port Miami, trying to board a cruise with 60 ecstasy and Molly pills in those Skittles bags. And they think the deputy was selling the pills, not personally popping them to parties. So says his six-year stint as a Miami-Dade sheriff's deputy is over, now facing drug charges and taken to jail on $25,000 bail. To the Brooklyn Botanic Garden is what crowds of people have been saying the past week or two, because they are apparently like so many of us who would smell something stinky and then try to get others to lean in for a whiff. Yeah, the Brooklyn Botanic Garden is one of a few botanical gardens in the world with what's known as corpse flowers. They've had them since 2018, and they just started blooming for the first time around New Year's. And since then, folks have been gathering around, taking pictures and videos, and bending over to sniff what's described as the odor of rotting flesh, or someone told an AP reporter that it smells like cheese, feet, and rotten meat. earning its name by its stench. Now, these corpse flowers are native to the island of Sumatra, Western Indonesia, but some botanist decided to be like the buddy who pulls a sock off his foot and says, "Here, smell it." And the Royal Sydney Botanic Garden in Australia also has thousands of people lining up for 3 hours last week for these stinking flowers. And catch a whiff now, because it'll be several years before they bloom again with the magnetic aroma of dead flesh. And in the middle of last week's snowstorm, which hit southern U.S. states, not used to getting any snow down there, an Alabama couple had to get out and go to the hospital because 23-year-old Shania Bennett was 9 months pregnant and started feeling contractions the day before her due date. But her water broke in the car while on the way, and they had to drive slow on the snow-covered road, so they pulled into a parking lot, called 911, and Bennett, her partner, and 4-year-old son all did their parts in that car to help Bennett push out a healthy baby boy right there in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme donut shop, which was closed because of the snow, so nobody to run out and run to for help. But an ambulance did eventually come. They got to a hospital. Everybody was fine. Went home last Friday. Bennett says they named the boy Dallas, but said the grandmothers both want his middle name to be Glaze in honor of where he was born. And where is actually on his birth certificate under place of birth. Krispy Kreme on his birth certificate. And Krispy Kreme execs couldn't pass this chance for some good PR. No, they put out a statement saying they are so honored the family will get free donuts for a year. Declare January 22nd a Krispy Kreme holiday, and that Dallas can have a birthday party every year at one of their shops until he's 18. And now pregnant couples everywhere will be pulling into Krispy Kreme parking lots. Come on, water break. And speaking of break, back in a moment. But first, a word from a colleague.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real Hip Hop and R&B matters. The Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-55.
And now, for the world around us.
The British Royal Navy just put out word that their sensors recently went off, detecting some unknown sound in the water between two of Scotland's islands. So they sent a submarine to check while analysts tried to figure out what the sound was and where it came from. And they only thought at first it was a man-made sound, so feared it could be a Russian drone dropping listening devices in the water or a Russian ship, since a British sub came up next to one in the English Channel this past November. But after studying the sound closely, analysts tracked them and decided they were likely not from any Russian drones or ships, but from a whale. And not from the noises that they make that marine scientists think are whales talking. No, more specifically, they think a whale farted a couple times and had them thinking the Russians did it.
Hit me!
Staying in the UK, the Welsh Ambulance Service put out a list of some of the most inappropriate calls last year to their 999 emergency number, you know, 911 here in the U.S., but 999 there. And whichever number in which country, the point is to take urgent calls needing a quick response, or emergency call centers do not want their lines tied up with people telling them, "I got my finger stuck in a beer bottle and it won't come out." That was a quote from one of last year's calls into the Welsh Ambulance Service, along with one from someone else with a pet alligator saying, "It's got loose and I'm scared to death. I don't like it. I do not like it. I think it's under the sofa." Somebody else called to say they had a chipped tooth. And another called to say, "I stuck my finger in a plug socket and felt no effect, but I'm ruling out if I electrocuted myself." No word if that was a kid, hopefully so. And the Welsh Ambulance Service said these non-emergencies added up to about 15%, or almost 64,000 of the 426,000 calls they took last year. So they and every 911 dispatcher or police agency I ever spoke with as a reporter here in the U.S. would kindly like to remind us all they have serious matters to tend to. So if that finger stuck in the beer bottle is not also in the mouth of that pet alligator they got loose, yeah, leave him alone and go sober up. Back in a moment.
Upon Classics. Hey now, this is Mike Mann with more comedy gold right here, right now. From Slammy Sammy.
How can you look up words in a dictionary if you can't spell them? If a word is misspelled in a dictionary, how you gonna know? If Webster wrote the first dictionary, where did he find the words? Just some of the things, ladies and gentlemen, been bothering me for a long time. I'm gonna marinate.
Smokey, Smokey Gumbo.
What my name is.
Smokey, Smokey Gumbo.
Don't make me with a can.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, what's up with that fireball going down in the sky Tuesday night? Seen over Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana in the Upper Plains, Great Lakes region. Yeah, the American Meteor Society got over 60 reports about this fireball breaking into pieces, and no meteor showers were in the forecast, so astronomers and scientists think it was an old satellite crashing to Earth, maybe like the recent greenish fireball caught on camera over Ontario, Canada. That was in last week's cast. But no follow-up stories are out there on whether teams found where these streaks of light landed. So no telling yet if these were old satellites crashing down from space. But the White House is telling us now that the drones flying over New Jersey earlier this month and last that everyone was talking about, yeah, were authorized by the FAA to be flown for research and other purposes and did not pose a national security threat. Now, the White House also said Tuesday that some hobbyists were also adding to the Jersey madness by flying their drones. But, you know, if governments, military, and police agencies want people to not come up with alien or enemy military hypotheses that end up spreading online, it would help if they, for one, not say vague things like authorized by the FAA to be flown for research and other purposes. Just use plain, precise English. And two, let us all know if a team tracks down where they landed and take pictures to show us. That way we'll know. Well, except those of us who still think the moon landing was fake. They'll never be satisfied. Calling out my younger brother on that one. He's been trolling us for months, teasing about this.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
I have had enough. Thank you. I thought that would get your attention. You see, in this world, it's not enough to be smart or pretty or talented. You need to get yourself noticed. Now, how can you do that without shouting from the rooftops or spending an arm and a leg? Four words: Silky Way Hair Conditioning. In just 3 days, your hair will be so spectacular, you can't help but get yourself noticed. And by all the right people, too.
Silky Way.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays this weekend, starting with this last day of January, 31st.
Baby, your song, you make me wanna roll my windows down.
The Georgia half of Florida Georgia Line, singer Tyler Hubbard, 38. Singer and actor Justin Timberlake is turning 44. Stay off Long Island. Actor and Kerry Washington, 48. Actor Portia de Rossi, 52. And actor Minnie Driver, 55. Johnny Rotten, Sex Pistols singer John Lydon, 69. Casey and the Sunshine Band singer Harry Wayne Casey, 74. And Preach in the 70s movie Cooley High. Actor Glenn Turman, 88. And then Saturday, February 1st. Dude Likes Fruit singer Harry Styles, the old One Direction lead, will be 31.
Bury me.
Singer, guitarist Jason Isbell is 46.
I keep it player while some choose to play it safe.
Talk about a vibe swing. Rapper Big Boy, half of Outkast. He'll be 50. Big 5-0. Comedian Pauly Shore is turning 57. And actor-comedian Garrett Morris will be 88. Here on SNL's 50th anniversary, no less. First generation cast member. And then Sunday.
Shakira. Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Singer with truth-telling hips, Shakira. We'll be 48.
Still living my life.
And singer Graham Nash, the Crosby, Stills, and Nash alum, just put out a solo album a couple of years ago now. He'll be 83, and on Monday, February 3rd.
Damn all these beautiful girls.
Yeah, they only want to do you dirt. Singer Sean Kingston's turning 35. Singer and reggaeton rapper Daddy Yankee will be 49. Actor Maura Tierney, the lieutenant now in Law and Order, 60. And Gwyneth's mom, Blythe Danner, the actor, is turning 82 Monday. And that's a wrap for the weekend. Okay, hope we all have a good one. And I'll say it again and again. Thank you for listening. You know, this is a pure joy of mine, writing and telling these weird, crazy stories. So hope that's coming through and hope everyone is enjoying it. I'm full of hope. Have a great weekend. Talk to y'all Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.